The Skagway Borough meets for the first time since Mayor Monica Carlson passed away. And Haines dietitian Kate Fossman discusses how to keep to your health goals for the new year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly is meeting tonight for the first time since Mayor Monica Carlson passed away. On December 19th, Carlson and her mother were struck and killed by a tour bus while on vacation in Washington, D.C. People from across Alaska, the U.S., and Canada have sent letters to the municipality expressing their condolences. The city is discussing ideas for a ceremony to honor Carlson, but no formal plans are set. Tonight, the assembly will take the first steps toward finding a new mayor. There is a resolution on the agenda to schedule a special election for the office of the mayor on March 29th. Vice Mayor Tim Cochran has assumed the duties of the mayor for the time being. At the meeting in City Hall tonight, he will be the only member of the assembly present. Three assembly members will participate by phone. Meanwhile, the municipality is still in the process of hiring a new borough manager. At this point, the search has been narrowed to three candidates: John Ardaw, Sam Keto III, and David Milleron. Ardaw is a lawyer in Chicago, Illinois. Keto is the only Alaskan in the running. He just finished a term representing the Upper Lynn Canal in the State House of Representatives. Milleron is the city manager of Hogansville, Georgia. The three candidates have been invited for in-person interviews at the end of January. The Skagway Borough Assembly meets tonight at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can stream the meeting online at khns.org. The new year is a time for resolutions. For many of us, it's a time to set intentions about healthy living and healthy eating. Kate Fossman is the registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator at CERCH, serving patients in Haines, Clukwan, Cake, and Angoon. She sat down with KHNS to talk about better health and reasonable resolutions.
So with the New Year's resolutions, I like to talk about, you know, how are we going to make them more than just something we say we want to do into something we actually do, and something where it's not just something that's going to stick around for a month or two, but how do we incorporate these changes to be meaningful for maybe even a whole year, and if we like it, even past that. So we look at some goal-setting techniques like SMART goals. So SMART is an acronym. It stands for goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. And if we set a goal that hits all five of those criteria, it's more likely to be successful because we have put a lot of intention behind it. I like to go one step further and add a B at the beginning of it, be smart. And the B stands for before. What worked for you before, and how can we build off of that? Or another way to look at it is what didn't work before, and what we probably don't want to repeat that, because I think it was an Einstein quote that was like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. If you made this resolution every year for the past 20 years and it hasn't worked, this year could be the magic year, but odds say it's not. So we might want to try a different approach.
So what is your most often heard resolution?
I think a very common resolution I hear, and not just around the new year, but someone says they want to lose weight. And so we'll get a little bit more specific about that. Tell me why you want to lose weight. How much weight do you want to lose? How do you want to lose it? Have you lost weight in the past? We'll get kind of specific, and that's how we get to the point of those SMART goals. Weight loss is not necessarily appropriate for everyone. Not everyone's going to be looking at losing weight. Some people, it's much more appropriate for them to maintain weight, and some people are even in the category to gain weight. Some people are not focused on weight at all, but they're more focused on, you know, if they've got gastrointestinal issues. And of course, we work with that too. I mean, we are such a healthy community, I think. We're just so lucky to have the resources we do. I mean, we have ski clubs, and we always see groups of people running around, and we have really wonderful opportunities here, I think.
What is your biggest concern as a community dietitian? What are, you know, if you have a checklist of issues to attend to, what would it look like?
I think my favorite thing to focus on from a community nutrition perspective is food security. And that's one of the things I really like about working in the Clukwan Community Garden, is it helps with food sovereignty. I know that, you know, kale only lasts so long, and but at that point we're relying on potatoes and carrots this time of year. But it's something, you know, it's local food. If something happened, we have some kind of local resources. We have such a bounty here in terms of wild fishing game. So I really like to, I'm pretty passionate about food security, ensuring food security. Everyone has access to enough healthy, nutritious food to live the life they want to live.
If we were looking into the new year, what are some of the smartest dietetic decisions that one could start making, or maybe some easy ones that a person could incorporate into a new healthy year?
I think it might be smart to think about putting together some personal food production, whether that means like a garden box in your front yard if you have the resources to put that kind of thing together. Getting that planning, because it, sure, it takes a little while to plan, get that stuff together. So by the time everything's melted and thawed, you're ready to go for it this year. So I know that that's kind of a long-term resolution. It's not something that can happen today. But when the time comes in April or May, heck, it's going to get here before we know it. And then you'll be ready. And then you'll get to be proud of making a resolution that stuck kind of later on in the year. And that kind of pride might carry you a little further.
From talking to you, I'm walking away with the sense that food isn't just something that you eat. It's something that you make and do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's so much pride that comes with, like, pulling up a potato, seeing what you did. Well, I guess what the soil did, but yeah, what you helped.
And do you have any mindset advice?
I think the mindset advice I might give is it's not all or nothing. You know, if you go, if you've made a resolution and it didn't really work out, maybe the resolution was to go to the gym every day and something happened. You can't go one day. Maybe you get sick. Maybe your kid gets sick. It's okay to pick yourself up and keep and try again the next week, you know, when it's going to work out. It, falling down once doesn't mean it's over. These next few months, like January, February, March, tend to be a difficult time for folks for a number of different reasons. So there's a lot of room for self-forgiveness, and we always have spring coming.
That was Search's registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator, Kate Fossman, in conversation with KHNS reporter Claire Strempel. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.